الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر: إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم، وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي، فلا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم، ما أنا بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي، إني كفرت بما أشركتمون من قبل، إن الظالمين لهم عذاب أليم. صدق الله العظيم. My respected brothers and elders, in this noble verse and ayat which passed in tonight's Taraweeh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the sermon and the lecture that will be delivered in Jahannam by Shaitan himself. After Allah Rabbul Izzat will decide fariqun fil jannah wa fariqun fil sa'ir, that one group will go to Jannah and the other to Jahannam. And after all the inmates of Jahannam will realize that now there's no escape for them, and they have wronged themselves throughout their lives, and they will be caught up in the punishment of Jahannam, and they will lose complete hope and despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will then approach Shaitan, Iblis, the devil, and they will start reprimanding him. They will rebuke him: "Oh Shaitan, it is because of you that we are suffering, that we are in this miserable, pitiable condition. Had it not been for you, we would have also been enjoying ourselves in Jannah like the others. You have brought us in this condition. Now you have to make a plan for us to escape from here." So when Shaitan will hear this complaint of theirs, he will say, wait, hold on. And he will then assemble all his followers. And he will assemble and gather all the inmates of Jahannam. And they will all get together to hear what Shaitan has to say to them. He will then sit on a pulpit, a minbar made of fire. And this could be found in Tafsir Ibn Kathir. After sitting upon that minbar, that pulpit made of fire, he will then address everyone out there. And he will say, listen very carefully: إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعْدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised you many things in this world, and I have also promised you many things. Allah has promised you, and I also have promised you. But the difference was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise was haqq and true, and my promise was false. Allah was faithful and loyal, but I broke my promise. I went against my promise. I went against my word. And then he will tell them, وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُم مِّن سُلْطَانٍ. But remember, I had no authority over you whatsoever. I did not force you to indulge in sin. I did not force you to commit haram, to commit vice and sin, etc. إِلَّا أَنِّي دَعُوتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبَتُمْ لِي. I only invited you by tempting you towards haram, towards sin and evil. And I enticed you and I encouraged you to come on my path, to follow me. فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. You on your own accord, you responded and you accepted my invitation. You on your own accord, willingly you accepted my invitation. I did not force you to commit haram, to indulge in sin and different types of haram and evil. So therefore, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Now it is too late. Do not blame me, rather blame yourself. You are the culprit. You have brought yourself in this condition. I have not brought you in this pitiable condition. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. And remember, I am also in such a condition that I can also not help you. I cannot avail you at all to the least bit. Nor can I protect you at all from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Neither can you do so. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Then at that point, Shaitan will cut off all ties with them. And he will cut off all relationships and friendship with them. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ. He will deny having any sort of relationship with them. And then Allah says, إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. That verily the wrongdoers, those who have oppressed themselves, those who have wronged themselves by indulging in sin, in haram, in different types of evil, for them shall be a very painful punishment. Allah has prepared for them a very painful punishment. So in this verse, very briefly, Allah discusses the lecture of Shaitan in Jahannam before his followers. Thereafter, in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannah, paradise, and the dwellers of Jannah. And this is the entire pattern of the Holy Quran, the sequence of the Quran. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses Jahannam, the fire of hell, and the different horrifying and terrifying conditions of Jahannam, immediately thereafter, Allah speaks about Jannah and paradise. Or like, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses Jannah and paradise and his bounties, thereafter Allah speaks about Jahannam. Because our iman is bayn al-khawf wal-raja. On one side we have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We aspire and we desire to enter Jannah. And we hope to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also we have fear. We have khawf. We fear Allah's punishment. We fear that we should not also land up in Jahannam with Shaitan and his followers. May Allah protect us. So in the next verse, Allah then consoles us. Allah pacifies the believers. وَأُدْخِلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah says, those who brought iman, those who firmly believe, and thereafter, after embracing the faith, after believing, they perform righteous deeds. They perform good actions, أَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ. They will be ushered into gardens beneath which rivers will flow. They will be entered into paradise, into Jannat, such gardens beneath which rivers will flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. And they will remain forever in Jannat. And they will continue enjoying the perpetual bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, after the dwellers of Jannah will enter Jannah, and after they will reach the abode, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order an angel to announce to them, إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَعِيشُوا فِيهَا فَلَا تَمُوتُ أَبَدًا. That, listen to the announcement from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is giving you this good news that you will live forever in Jannah and you will never die again. إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَصِحُوا فَلَا تَسْقَمُ أَبَدًا. For you in Jannah is you'll remain healthy. You'll remain fit and healthy for your entire life. You'll never suffer any illness, any disease, any sickness whatsoever. إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَشِبُّوا فَلَا تَهْرَمُ أَبَدًا. For you in Jannah is that you will remain young. You'll never grow old. Your hair will never turn white. إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَنْعَمُوا فَلَا تَبْأَسُ أَبَدًا. For you in Jannah is that you will remain or you will continue enjoying the perpetual bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll never be wretched. You'll never be unfortunate. And this will be the announcement from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama and scholars write, Allah has prepared for the believers such a Jannah, such a paradise, the bricks of which are made of gold and silver. The cement will be made of expensive saffron. Such a Jannah that the dwellers of Jannah will be of the height of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, which is 60 dhiraz, 60 arm span, 30 meters high. They will have the life, they will have the age of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, which is between 30 and 35 years old. They will have the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, the melodious voice of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, the tolerance of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, the patience of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, and the akhlaq, the sublime conduct and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they will enjoy themselves in Jannah. And whilst they are enjoying themselves, when suddenly Allah will ask them, oh Jannatis, is there anything else that you desire or you require? Is there anything else? Azidukum, I can give you anything else. Do you wish to desire anything else? They will say, Ya Rabb, oh Allah, you have granted us so much. Alam tubayyid wujuhana, haven't you brightened our faces for us? وَتُدْخِلْنَا الْجَنَّةِ, haven't you entered us into paradise? وَتُنَجِّنَا مِنَ النَّارِ, and you have saved us from the punishment of Jahannam. Allah will then remove that parda, that veil. فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ, when suddenly, whilst they enjoy themselves, they will look up and they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَمَا أُعْتُوا شَيْئًا أَحَبَّ مِنَ النَّظْرِ إِلَى وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. That nothing will amaze them more, nothing will amuse them more, nothing will fascinate them more than staring at the Mubarak countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, without any tashbih, without any similarities to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is for the people who strive in this world. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَةً. Those who perform good a'mal, righteous deeds. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who brought iman, after bringing iman, after embracing the faith, they perform righteous deeds. They perform good actions. Allah will grant them jannat, and more better than jannat, they will have the opportunity to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the condition is to strive, to make effort. Very clearly Allah says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. They bring iman, and then they follow it up with righteous a'mal, with good actions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter us into paradise, and to grant us that opportunity to look towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah grant us all the bounties of jannat. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله بحمد سبحانك اللهم بحمدك ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك.